At the urging of the United States, Israel and the Palestinians have agreed to resume security talks. Israel's Foreign Minister Shimon Peres said the talks will focus on negotiating a ceasefire under terms of the recently released Mitchell Report. The violence continues. Today, Palestinian gunmen killed an Israeli motorist in a drive-by shooting on the West Bank. Some Israelis are reacting to the violence by leaving the country. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
When Claire, who wouldn't give her last name, moved to Israel from Canada 4 years ago with her husband and three children, she was determined to make it work. A pathologist, she quickly found a job at the Yitzhak Rabin Medical Center and rented a large apartment in the working-class town of Petah Tikva. Her children did well in school and became active in local music groups. But now Claire and her children are leaving Israel for the safety of Canada. Her husband, who's just been offered a high-tech job, will commute between Israel and Canada for at least the next year. But Claire says she just can't stay here anymore.
I just don't see a future here for the country. I just don't feel good about this whole thing. All I see is sort of conflicts coming and going and not really full peace. You can live here and ignore everything, but it seems like I feel like I'm living on top of something that's about to explode.
Some say it already has exploded. Avi Pesach, a native-born Israeli who works for a high-tech startup, says he worries constantly about terrorist attacks.
We're not happy. We're not content at all. We would like to be left alone. I mean, if we're going to a mall, we want to be sure that all of the family will come in one piece back home and healthy, not killed by a terrorist that just killed himself to death.
Pesach says he's a Zionist, but his family is more important than his ideology. And he says that his family supports his decision to leave.
They told me that I'm lucky. I'm lucky that I can do this step. It's a very big step, and it's not an easy one. But I'm thinking on my family. My family is now my Zionism. My kids, my wife, this is more important than everything else.
There are no statistics about how many Israelis are emigrating. This tiny country can feel claustrophobic to some, and young Israelis routinely travel for a year or two after their compulsory military service. Usually they come back. But now it appears that more Israelis are leaving permanently. Shipping companies report a sharp increase in the number of families packing up households. An Israeli magazine told the story of Arik Chaikin, who lives near Israel's border with the West Bank. Chaikin and his family are moving to Australia. There, he said, a newspaper advertised land for $20 an acre. Here, he said, we have to fight with the Palestinians for every yard. Analysts say globalization has much to do with the growing number of Israeli emigrants. With their high-tech skills, Israelis have more opportunities to live and work abroad. But on a deeper level, political scientist Yaron Ezrachi says Israel's collectivist identity is changing.
There is a general cultural process going on where people become more concerned about themselves, their children, their families, their welfare, much greater awareness of mortality and of the shortness of life.
Ezrachi says during the Mideast Wars of 1967 and 73, the country was united in the face of an existential threat from Arab armies. In fact, thousands of Israelis living abroad returned home to volunteer for military service. But Ezrachi says Israeli society has changed since then.
There is a certain detachment of personal life from the historic narrative. People realize that they may not be able to see the future dramatic chapters of history in their lifetime.
And so, like Claire and Avi, they are choosing personal welfare and security over dedication to country. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.